Good almost afternoon. It's time for the nearly noon news on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today should remain partly sunny with a high near 71 degrees. Tonight mostly cloudy with a low around 50. And on Wednesday, a 30% chance of showers after 2 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 69. And in the news, Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers in September called for a special session of the Wisconsin legislature to take up the issue of the state's current abortion law. Today will be the day for that session. As of the recording of today's nearly noon news, the session will proceed as scheduled. However, with the controversy surrounding the issue and with conservative Republicans controlling both the Assembly and the Senate, the session may be short-lived, as they have already promised there may be a gavel-in, gavel-out procedure. We will give a full report on Wednesday's nearly noon news. PBS Wisconsin Online reported in September that the measure the legislators are tasked to take up will be statewide ballot initiatives. The process allows Wisconsin citizens to circumvent the legislature and use the ballot box to vote in state law. In a press conference, the governor said this would allow Wisconsin voters to directly take up abortion. Quoting Evers at the time, the governor said, "Wisconsin's current laws do not allow voters to change state law by referendum. Voters cannot introduce either referenda or initiatives to be voted on by the people of Wisconsin. I will be calling on the legislature in special session to take up a constitutional amendment that will enable the people of Wisconsin to go to referendum and repeal our 1849-era criminal abortion ban to ensure women across our state will go back to having the same rights now that they did the day before the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade," Evers said. In response to Evers' call for the session, current Assembly Speaker Robin Vos told reporters at a news conference in September that Governor Evers would rather push his agenda to have abortion available until birth than talk about his failure to address rising crime and runaway inflation caused by his liberal D.C. allies. "Hopefully voters see through this desperate political stunt," Vos said. Evers' push comes as abortion policies remain a key issue in the battleground state ahead of the November election. Evers called today's special session to try and force lawmakers to vote on his constitutional amendment to create a pathway for voters to repeal laws passed by the GOP-controlled legislature by placing referendums back on the ballot. That, according to CBS Channel 58 in Madison. The earliest voters could weigh in on Evers' plan is 2023, because constitutional amendments must pass two consecutive sessions before appearing on the ballot. In local election news, on Thursday evening in Viroqua, a speaking event will be held at the VFW featuring the four current candidates for the open position of Vernon County Sheriff. In the spring primary, Republican Ray Torgerson, who is currently a deputy with the department, defeated Scott Bierkos to advance to the fall general election. Because the spring election was a partisan race, three independents who were running for the office were not on the ballot. All the candidates have agreed to attend. It will be 90 minutes, and Trina Erickson will moderate. Joining Torgerson will be Janice Turbin, Philip Welch, and Joe Keenan. Turbin is currently the jailer for Vernon County. Welch is the police chief from Coon Valley. Current Vernon County Sheriff John Spears decided to retire from office after serving for the past 12 years. The address for the Viroqua VFW is 751 South Washington Avenue, and the event will begin at 6 p.m. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.